Independent Day edition of Rosie on the House. Or if you're a subscriber to our email newsletter, you saw one of the things we'd be talking about in today's broadcast is, can I remove that wall? So if you're interested in looking at it, we've basically written an article with pictures showing you the right way to get it done and what needs to be done. You finish that article, and there's other related content, links you can click on. The five W's of home remodeling. The intricate world of permitting. How to choose a contractor. Do building codes apply to old houses? These are all articles that are in the library at Rosie on the House for you, the Arizona homeowner. It's absolutely free. The website is yours. It's like an encyclopedia of Arizona home ownership. We've been taking questions on air for 32 years, coming up on 32 years. And those questions and answers are all posted by category on the website. So it really is an encyclopedia of home ownership. Go use it. Take advantage of it. It's there for you. We're here at the Independence Day edition of Rosie on the House with Dr. David Dean, Assistant Professor of History at Grand Canyon University. We've been talking about the Declaration of Independence. Shortly after that, who came up with the idea of doing a constitution?
Well, actually, it wasn't shortly after that. 11 years later, they came up with our constitution.
Isn't that something else?
So what they were operating on was this thing called the Articles of Confederation. Now, talk about a mishmash, weird kind of document. It basically created this Continental Congress, which came together and created a series of committees. When they were in session, the committees did a lot of work. And then when they went home, a couple of guys stayed behind and did the rest of the work. That was pretty much all it was. There was no judicial branch. There was not even really a power of the president. Washington served as president of the Continental Congress during the Articles of Confederation, and he'd come to work every day with nothing to do. I mean, he'd bring coffee and donuts and say, hey, it's lunchtime. Let's be back here in an hour and a half. You know, I mean, he would come to work. He wanted the job as the commander-in-chief, so he'd come to work in his uniform when they're debating about who they should get to run the army. He's like, Pick me. I've got a uniform, you know.
I've got the uniform already so, tailor-made.
Because it was a boring job. And what that Articles of Confederation, it kept them together, but it had no power of taxation. It had no judicial branch, no real ideology to it. Just here's how we kind of are going to function as 13 disparate colonies all trying to fight this revolution.
A full decade after the Declaration of Independence is formalized.
Right. So they decided—
We get around— To the Declaration of Independence.
To the Constitution, yes.
The Constitution.
So they've decided that they needed something, a real formalized document. Now that the war was dragging on and over, what are we going to do about running our country? And so Madison sat down and drafted what we know as our Constitution with the three branches of government based on the ideas of Enlightenment writer Montesquieu. He used all the John Locke ideas in order to form a more perfect union. And he created this document. And on September 17th, 1787, Congress adopted, just like they adopted the Declaration of Independence on July the 4th, they adopted the Constitution. And then it got sent out to the states to be ratified because the Constitution is based on this principle. All power is held at the states unless specified or specifically given to or necessary for the federal government. And so the states had to ratify it. The first was in December of 1787. About 2 months later, Delaware did, and then Pennsylvania also, and New Jersey. And by 1789, North Carolina, and finally Rhode Island, and May 29th, 1790, they approved it. They did their own ratification. But by the time 1789 had come around, they'd had a majority of the 13 states approve it. And so they held elections under that new constitution. And then on March 4th, 1789, the new government was of the United States under that Constitution met and formed and started working.
Isn't that great?
And that's probably the last day they actually did work. I'm just kidding. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. So for this hour, for the American-made flag by Valley Forge Flag Company, nothing irritates me more than seeing American-made flag with the tag that says made in and it doesn't say USA afterward. I was just, something about that is so...
Those are the ones that
blood
are good
for, boiling.
Those are the ones that are good for expressing your constitutional right for free speech and burning.
There you go. If you'd like one to display, a nice one. Okay, what was the man? He was the president of the Continental Congress. We used General Cornwallis and trade to get him back. What was the name of the president of the Continental Congress who was in London for 15 months?
Mm-hmm.
In prison, and we used General Cornwallis in trade to get him back.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? Text that to 411-923, and we'll pick a random right winner to send you an American-made flag by Valley Forge Flag Company so you can be displaying old glory over your home, castle, or cabin this Independence Day.